House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has offered her plan to cut the price consumers pay for prescription drugs. Her proposal offers several steps to bring down drug prices, including ideas that the president has supported in the past. And the proposal comes out just over a year before the next election. So what happens now? Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis. Hi there, Sue.
Good morning, Steve.
So what is in Pelosi's plan?
So first, I would say that it's notable that the speaker is putting forward a plan. It's very unusual for the Speaker of the House to ever put forward legislation. So it does speak to how important Democrats see this issue.
Mm-hmm.
The main components of the plan are this. The first thing it would do would empower the Health and Human Service Secretary to directly negotiate the price of prescription drugs with drug companies.
Oh, so you take the power of the federal government and how much the federal government buys through, like, Medicare and so forth?
Yes, and it would leverage that power, which they are legally right now prohibited from doing. It would base those negotiations on something that they would create called an international price index that would peg the cost of drug prices to what other countries pay for them, which most Americans would know are much cheaper generally in other countries. And it would also cap the out-of-pocket costs for seniors and people with disabilities on their prescription drugs to $2,000 a year, which could be a dramatic reduction in costs for many Americans.
When we talk about parts of this that President Trump likes, that international index has a kind of populist feel to it, doesn't it? These drugs are really cheap in Africa. Why shouldn't they be cheap here? That's effectively the idea they're going for, right?
Sure. And I think a lot of this speaks Trump's language. Pelosi put components into this plan to try to bring the president on board. Directly renegotiating drug prices, renegotiating a better deal, not paying for more, Americans not paying for more than what other people pay for. The president has already indicated he would support something like a price index and has said late last year and again in July that his administration is looking at an executive order along those lines. Pelosi clearly making offers to try to bring the president to the table here.
So there's the price index in there, but there's also this idea that you mentioned of direct negotiations. You said that appeals in spirit to the president, but don't Republicans hate that?
They see
that as the power of the government pounding companies, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, traditional Republicans are going to hate this plan on very simple free market principles. They don't believe the government should play such a heavy role in navigating the free market. I think Democrats and what the administration has said, and some Republicans, is that the cost of drugs have just become simply out of control for so many Americans. That is an argument that Republicans like Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley have some sympathy for. He and Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, have a competing measure in the Senate. It's much more modest of a proposal. It's very much limited to the Medicare Part D prescription drug program, but it would also cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors to $3,100 a year. So we do have two ideas, real ideas, in competition in the House and Senate, and a president very interested in getting something done.
Okay, so conceivably they could all get together and pass something, but does it look like there's momentum for that in this never-ending election year that we now live in?
It is one of the issues that most people would say has the most possibility to get something done for the very simple reason that it's popular everywhere. Republicans want lower drug costs. Democrats want lower drug costs. There is mutual agreement that there's something could be done. Always good to be skeptical that this government and the Trump administration and the divided Congress can cut a deal.
Sue, it's always good to see you and learn from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Susan Davis.